FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. A happy Saturday evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich. I love Saturdays because we're like on every radio station in the country on Saturdays, or at least we're on more.
In your mind.
I would love to be on every radio station in the country.
Give it time. It's a Happy New Year, of course, to everybody out there. That's right. We're actually here live tonight.
Yes. I hope you all survived the New Year's experience.
What did you do, Manwich?
I went out for dinner with my girlfriend, and
there were restaurants open?
There were plenty of restaurants open, sure.
Wow.
Every business that served alcohol or food was open last night, you can believe that. And then we went for a walk on St. Armand Circle, and we're home by 11:30.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
That's wonderful. I cleaned my bathroom.
Yeah, well, you're an exciting guy.
1-800-259-90... My bathroom's exciting now. You should go check it out. 800-259-9231. What, you're not excited by a nice clean tile floor and a nice clean bathtub? That doesn't excite you?
I don't know about excitement.
Anyway, this is a show about anything, whether it be political or personal. Anything goes. You can take control of the airwaves just by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can also log on.
You can log on to freetalklive.com. We have the last 6 days' worth of shows on the archive. So if you say you live in Sarasota, Florida, which only carries us one day out of the week.
That's right, tonight.
Then you can listen to the other 5 nights by logging on to freetalklive.com and going to the archive section and downloading them. You can put them on CDs. You can listen to them in your car.
That's right.
You'll never be without Free Talk Live.
It's
and
perfect.
You can check out the Shrine of Female Listeners, where many gals that listen to the show have sent in their photos, and they're worth looking at.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's not a beauty contest, by the way, ladies. In case you want to get involved, all you have to do is be a female, and you have to be able to send us your picture. And you can email them to ftl@freetalklive.com. And that's the general show email address. So if you want to get, if you're just a little bit timid about getting your voice on the air worldwide on this particular broadcast, then compose an email and send it to ftl@freetalklive.com.
Now, you said we have a pretty interesting email.
We've got an interesting person listening
to the show. Okay, an interesting person.
And his name is Ron.
Okay.
And he lives in the middle of nowhere, basically.
But
we'll get
where
to that.
Is nowhere?
Well, he probably gives me an exact, a more definite location here.
Now, we've got listeners everywhere. We've got listeners
worldwide.
In Japan, Norway,
the United Kingdom.
We've got callers from all these different
Sweden,
places.
Sweden, Germany. We haven't had callers from Japan. We've had emails from Japan.
And emails from Japan. Okay, my mistake.
We got Canada. I mean, literally, we are a worldwide show.
And we're the morning show in Burma.
And we're just getting started again. It's a new year, 2005. Of course, we got our start back in 2002 here in the Tampa Bay area, and the wonderful folks at Genesis Communications Network picked us up for syndication towards the end of last year, and we're going to be all out blitzing the radio stations of America with our program. And
that's our New Year's resolution.
That's right. I think we can get
100 stations,
100 radio stations
carrying Free Talk Live.
And if we hit 50, I'll be happy.
So, and I'll be rich.
1-800-259-9231. And oh, don't forget, log on the BBS. That's the bulletin board system, the message board, if you will, at freetalklive.com. We got over 200, I think we're almost up to 230 users there. Over 2,000 posts free to browse through, so plenty of stuff to do. All of it is free at freetalklive.com. Anyway,
well, don't forget that every time we go over, we talk about a topic, whatever reference material we have, we just sort of put it on the BBS for
that's
people
right.
to comment on, so that
yes.
it's an opportunity to talk about all the stuff you didn't get to say on the topic.
Excellent.
And everybody does that.
And sometimes we'll even pull a post from the BBS and read it on the air if it's that good.
If it's particularly, what, cogent?
So here's an email from an interesting listener, and it's
not particularly, it's not an interesting email, it's just an interesting listener?
It's an interesting email, and the way it's formatted, the whole thing is underlined. Normally you get some people are kind of new to the whole email thing,
yes.
and they'll hit their caps lock button and write the whole thing in caps lock, and of course the internet etiquette specifies that means you're yelling the email.
Yes.
So I don't know what it means when you underline the entire email.
Well, what you're saying is very important.
Anyway, he starts it out with, and that's not me stuttering. He literally writes about 8 or 9 D's in front of the word deer. Dear Ian, I've been listening to your show for a few months now, periodically.
How come they always write to you? Nobody writes Dear Manwich.
You've had some emails come into your own address.
couple.
Well, it's just brand new. We've got your address now on the front page of the website.
Okay. Go ahead.
So anyway, dear Ian, I've been listening to your show for a few months now, periodically. And then he lists some other shows that he listens to. I'm also almost 59, single white male, 5'9", 120. You know what, Ron? That's exactly what I've been looking for.
He's 120 pounds?
I don't know why he's giving me all this info. Vegan, and I have a vegan, that's why.
That's why? Yeah. No wonder. He's not getting any damn meat in this diet.
Vegan, and I have very long silver hair, too. I live between Fort Smith and Fayetteville in the Boston Mountains and Ozark Forest here in a somewhat isolated valley. Forested, mountainous setting.
What state is that?
Massachusetts? It's Boston Mountains. Probably Boston, Massachusetts. Although I didn't know there were mountains there.
I wouldn't have thought there were either.
You learn something new every night here on Free Talk.
That doesn't mean you've learned that.
No, that's true. Could be completely wrong. Anyway, he lives in an isolated valley, forested, mountainous setting that's very pleasant. And I grow many varieties of fruits, nuts, and other trees here organically. I also feed many rarer birds and deer and squirrels daily on my 31 acres. I live in an older, smaller, archy cabin home with 3 dogs and a cat. That was this guy's like Trudeau. Wasn't that his name?
Yeah.
Living in the middle of the wilderness all by himself. No, it was Thoreau. Henry David Thoreau.
Oh, excuse me.
That's what it was.
Trudeau's the guy who runs our Genesis.
Yeah, he was running Genesis Communications. Anyway, maybe that's what he's doing now. Maybe this is Michael Trudeau. Anyway, he says he lives with 3 dogs and a cat. That was here when I bought this totally trashed out poor hillbilly cattle farm in 96. It took me 3 years full time just to clean it up and 3 years to even find it full time, always just with creatures, my dogs and cats. There are no jobs, no housing, and nothing modern going on here at all, except the forest and creatures and a few hillbillies, as the terrain is quite rugged. I was led here to this place by the book Keys of Whatever by Dr. So-and-so. I feel confidently this place used to be where the stagecoach stopped for water, and there is locally a famous spring here also. Isn't this interesting?
It sounds like it gets boring very quickly to me,
yeah.
But I could see why people would want to do it.
And this is one of the main reasons I bought this place, as I knew I wanted to grow fruit trees here. I studied Dr. So-and-so's work and also others in my fine library, and then he names some other stuff that he reads. I am more than a bit of a hermit recluse, artist
really?
Type. And very manual, although he has internet access, apparently. And very manual in order to survive here. I've not watched TV in many years. Now, I think that's a good thing.
You're not missing anything.
No, absolutely
not. TV isn't.
I keep running into television programming because my fiancé has been watching it recently, and
mm-hmm.
so I kind of can't avoid it completely. And it sucks me in.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I'm considering...
You end up standing there, a little bit of drool coming out
yeah.
to one side of your mouth.
Basically, that's the case. So let's interrupt the email and go right to the phones to Dan, because this is the show about your calls. We'll get back to the other email here. Dan in Rolla, Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live, Dan.
Hi, guys. I sure appreciate what you're doing.
You're listening on a private radio station.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Well, I guess without trying to get anybody in trouble, and I was listening to Dave and Joyce Von Kleist last week, and somebody called in and said... that he has a radio transmitter in a large Midwestern town, and he's putting out 700 watts, which
isn't a lot. Yeah.
But evidently, according to him, as long as he doesn't sell spots on the radio, in other words, he's not making money off of
his
broadcast.
We've talked to that gentleman before.
He's called our show.
Is that correct?
I mean, he calls it microcasting, and he also makes a claim that if you don't cross the state line... then you're also kind of in a safe zone as well.
Is it correct? It's correct as long as he can bluff the FCC.
So you want to talk about a non-communist Christmas, whatever.
Yeah.
Dan, we're going to put you on hold, and then we're going to bring you back, okay?
Okay,
so
great.
Hang on. 800-259. I'm interested. A non-communist Christmas. 800-259-9231. Thank goodness the holiday's over. Now we can get back to work. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control and bring up whatever's on your mind, just like Dan's going to. We'll be back.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And don't forget to log on to freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the bulletin board system. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners and much, much more. And brand new, just posted the newest 60-second promo on the website.
It's kind of good.
Yeah, it's the War on Birds promo. So be sure you check that out. Always posting the freshest promo for you to download.
You've got the War on Drugs, the War on Poverty, the War on Terror now.
But nobody talks about the War on Birds, except for Free Talk Live. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Dan in Missouri, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay, guys.
So tell me about non-communist Christmas, Dan. I'm curious.
Well, what started it, during that last debacle of an election we had, one of the candidates that was fairly higher up, or maybe he was introducing one of the higher-up candidates, and it makes no difference which side of the counterfeit coin we're talking about, Democrat or Republican. Mm-hmm. One of them made the statement, and I distinctly heard it, but I wasn't looking at the TV, so I didn't know who it was, that we beat communism. Now, first of all, where on this planet have we beat communism? Did we beat it in Korea?
No.
No, we're hung up there. Did we beat it in Russia?
They've kind of beat itself down.
Yeah,
there,
it kind of fell apart internally,
right.
I guess.
We didn't have to do that sort of thing.
We didn't have to go die over there to get it, you know.
How about Vietnam?
Yeah, did we beat Vietnam? Was that 58? What was the death count there? 58,000, was that right?
Roundabouts, mm-hmm.
Oh. And we walked off and gave it back to them?
Oh, and of course, the death count doesn't include all the Vietnam vets who are completely mind-warped after the war
right.
was over.
Now,
how about Cuba
it?
And the Bay of Pigs?
Yeah, did we beat it in that little flea-ridden country called Cuba? well, no, that's still a thorn in our side. They're not pointing any missiles at us, but we sure didn't beat it. It's still a standoff. So where in the world did we beat communism? And then, so that kind of stuck in my craw right then, and nobody made a stink over that on any of the major news broadcasts.
I guess we sort of outlasted communism.
No, it's kind of creeping its way into this culture.
I'd say with the cancer that's going to get us, if you'll read about communism, and it sounds fairly good when you initially read it, we've got about 7 of the original 10 outlined details that define communism, graduated income tax, a state-run free public education. I don't have them all committed to memory.
Oh, yeah, no, I totally agree with you. We're heading that direction without a doubt.
Okay, so now I'm 58, just turned 58, and I had uncles that died in World War II. I had, just about everybody in this country's got relatives that have died all over this planet fighting communism.
Well, they were fighting for nothing, really.
Well, yeah, no joke. We finally figured that out, maybe.
Right.
Except the
three of us may have figured out that war isn't the answer, but I wouldn't say the vast majority of Americans really believe that.
No, they still think they were doing something really...
They think that they're stopping terrorism by fighting a war in Iraq.
Yeah.
And
so,
I think that they're fostering terrorism, personally.
Okay, so this is all evolving in my little head.
Right.
And I heard about 6 months ago, somebody made the statement that over 90% of all the goods sold in Walmart, excuse me, I called that name, but anyway, they're made in China.
Okay.
And I would ask anybody to walk in there and really conscientiously look at the labels.
Oh, yeah.
It's just gut-wrenching to think that my relatives, my buddies in high school, I graduated in 65, they went over there to Vietnam and died for nothing.
Right.
And I don't care who thinks that was a glorious, honorable thing. They must have their head in their armpit, and they're still not woke up. But so
yeah,
I decided I wasn't going to give presents this Christmas to my loved ones that were made by forced labor in a communist country. Now, don't get me wrong. I have no problem with the Chinese people or any other people that are oppressed by a government.
Right.
But I don't have to advocate it. I don't have to support it.
You know, I wish I had, I don't think I still have that article bookmarked. I had a really cool article a while back that I never got to on the air, and I think it's just kind of been lost in the ether since then. But there's a gentleman who was making the case that China is becoming, at about the same rate that we're becoming more communist, China's becoming more free market. I mean, for all the bad things that you can say and that should be said about the Chinese government, they actually have come to some realizations that the free market might actually work.
Well,
I mean, they're heading that direction. Do you believe that?
That's incredible. It very well could be true.
They've left their they've taken their hands off of Hong Kong. They really haven't meddled with Hong Kong since they grabbed it in grabbed it back in 97.
That was 99.
Whatever.
Anyway.
So I really don't hesitate to buy Chinese products. It doesn't bother me one iota, really.
But man, that by their own admission, they have killed more than 20 million of their own people that didn't agree with their philosophical government, whatever. And that makes Hitler look like a walk in the park. You know, we always talk
it sure
about
does.
Hitler, bad guy. But, well, I'm not saying he was a good guy. And now here we're dealing with this Chinese communist government that have whacked 20 million of their own people.
Right.
Something's wrong there, guys.
Yeah,
that's
well.
That's sick. I mean, that is just the most vile thing. It's like Missouri. We're the number one state in the union on methamphetamine lab. That's not a whole lot to be proud of.
Really?
Yeah, they bust more here than any state in the whole country.
Wow.
Do they usually just look for the plumes of smoke in the burning trailer?
Oh, God, I don't know. But,
that's
but here's
your number
the
one export, huh?
Here's the thing. Wow. I've got grandkids that come to visit.
Uh-huh.
If I knew there was somebody down the street doing that, Would I let my grandkids go down there and play?
No, I don't think so.
Would I let their kids come up to my house and play?
Probably not.
Would I invite that crack dealer or that meth cooker or whatever he is to come to my house for dinner?
No.
Doubtful.
Well, you're absolutely right. Besides that, I'd turn the SOB in a heartbeat if I knew he was doing it.
Oh, you snitch.
Buddy, if I could get away with putting the bullet where it belonged, I'd just do it and save us all a lot of taxpayer dollars, but that don't work.
Come on, Dan. Now, let's get real. Somebody's going to cook the meth. It might as well be the guy down the street.
Well, maybe I ought to start selling cocaine. I can make more money doing that than beating nails.
Well, maybe you should. There's certainly some buyers out there.
Ian's of the opinion that an entire the free market should take over in the drug trade, and that there wouldn't be violence in the war if the war on drugs didn't exist.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, Dan?
Oh man, it's hard enough driving down the highway knowing you're running into guys that are half soused on beer.
Yeah,
much less higher than a kite on something they stuck in their veins.
Well, you don't think? Well, first of all, people who mainline, as it were, tend to not really drive anywhere. They kind of tend to just pass out in their beds.
Well, we hope they die, but I know what you're saying.
Well, anyway, what I'm saying is it's happening anyway. I mean, there are people who are on drugs driving anyway. So regardless of whether or not it's legal or not, really doesn't take them off or on the roads.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I am absolutely right, Dan.
And other countries have legalized it, and they seem to control it better than we do.
Here's the point that I make as a person who, you know, doesn't like drugs at all. Don't like that stuff. I'm much more likely to have my house broken into, my property, even myself killed by some guy who wants to get drugs, you know.
Enough money to get them, yeah.
And
because they're so expensive.
Now, if in fact they were legal, it'd be as cheap as cigarettes or alcohol. I mean, nobody's getting killed for a pack of smokes.
Well, in New York City, possibly. Because they're making them illegal in New York City. Of course, as we make anything illegal, it goes to the black market.
Black market, yep.
Yep. So there you go. Dan, hey, any final words? You got to make them quick.
One other thing. We ought to be promoting hemp in this country for a fiber and quit subsubsidizing the tobacco industry.
I agree with
God
that.
God love you.
Yet
good
another,
call.
Yet another reason to end the drug war. Thanks, Dan. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You get on the lines. You bring up what's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. So take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWalk International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWalk Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWalk.com. That's BioWalk.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWalk family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's Saturday night. Ian here with you.
Ed Manwich.
And we'll talk to you about...
That's 800.
It's 800. 259-9231. You need to know those numbers. You need to dial them because this is the show that you can take control of. We're actually here live on a Saturday night, live until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and we will literally talk to you about anything that happens to be on your mind. As you can see, we interrupted an email earlier simply to go to a phone call because this is the show about your calls. I mean, we'll read the emails when we get a chance, but if calls come in, that's number one priority, and especially if they're females on the line.
I'm with you, bud.
Because if you're a lady, you deserve first shot. If there are guys on hold waiting to get on the air and you call in and you're a female, we put you on.
It's the truth. That's the rules for Free Talk Live. Let me come first.
And, of course, there's also the Shrine of Female Listeners, another little feature that we have to highlight the women that listen to this show of all ages. I mean, literally from as young as, like, 16 all the way up to their late 60s, I think, are on the Shrine.
And you might think it's because we're lecherous perverts, but in fact...
That factors in.
maybe to a small extent. But really what it's all about is the program directors that make the decision as to whether or not they want to carry Free Talk Live. They believe, those program directors... that talk radio is an entirely male sport. That women just don't call, women don't listen, women have nothing to do with talk radio. But we believe different on Free Talk Live. So, we have the gals, send their picture in, and a little bit of something about them, just to be able to prove it to program directors out there.
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231. The email address to send your pictures to, or just send your emails to, is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com.
Now, we've instituted a little policy to keep folks from, you know, fat guys sitting in their underpants playing on the internet from sending in pictures of hot chicks and telling them.
Because we've been fooled by them before.
It has happened.
Yeah. It's called validation. It's very simple, and it basically involves the girl taking a picture of herself.
Woman,
female, with a pic, with a poster or a piece of paper or something that says Free Talk Live on it, or FTL, or I Hate Manwich, or Manwich is God, or something like that.
Yes, those kind of things.
And then that way we know for sure that you are the person who's sending those pictures. Anyway, you can email the show, you can get on the phones, you can also get interactive with us on the website at freetalklive.com, via the bulletin board system with over 2,000 posts, over 230 users logged in there. Not logged in at once, but they have registered. Anyway, we had a call just a moment ago from a gentleman who was bemoaning the fact that Walmart carries products from China. And I did a little bit of digging during the break. I didn't find quite the article that I was looking for, but I did find one which has the theme of China's becoming more free market. And I just wanted to read a couple of paragraphs since it ties into what he was talking about on his call. It's by a guy named Gary North, and apparently he's a major respected economist kind of guy. Anyway, I'm just going to read the conclusion, because in the beginning part of the article, he goes through a bunch of economical kind of stuff, and it's a little dry. A
lot of fun.
The conclusion, he says, the idea of free market competition has spread to China. This is what my generation and the generations before mine said we hoped would happen. That the Protestant work ethic is also Confucian makes the transfer of ideology possible. Marxism hampered anything like this from happening. Anti-communists wanted to see China's masses abandon Marxism. To the extent that the Chinese masses ever adopted Marxism, this has now taken place. There is a price to be paid here. An army of highly competitive people is being assembled in China. And earlier he talks about how China is like cranking out 500,000 people from their college system, I mean their educational system over there, which apparently
per year or something?
I have to see it.
A million? Seems like you could do it with a billion people.
Yeah, 500,000 people a year with college degrees in science and engineering alone.
Wow.
The question is now this. Will these people suffer the fate of all those bright science students in the Soviet Union? Will their talents be squandered in fruitless service to a bureaucratic state? The answer so far seems to be no. Character and commitment count for more than technical education. Opportunities to serve others through voluntary exchange.
We have moved from the pioneers of the world, you know, where we make all the big discoveries mm-hmm. and all that other stuff. Everything, you know, American made is the standard. We've moved from that. Now we're the fat autocrats of the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's made elsewhere.
Although
they can produce it a lot cheaper.
Well, that's the reason why. I mean, it's not necessarily bad that things are made elsewhere. It allows us to have jobs like this, where you sit around in an office and you don't have to hammer and put things together and test parts and all that stuff.
If everybody's job is service-oriented, though, I don't think that the economy is going to grow like it should.
Well, obviously not everybody's job is. And, of course, if our government wasn't becoming more communistic and clamping down on industry with regulations, with taxes, OSHA, and all kinds of other things like that, that increased cost, minimum wage, that mostly falls under regulation. But these regulations are strangling our economy. And it's no wonder that U.S. businesses are saying, we've had enough! Let's go to Argentina, or China, or Thailand, or Hong Kong, or somewhere else where the governments aren't going to literally strangle us out of business. Who can blame them?
You sure can't.
Anyway, Gary North continues. He says, character and commitment count for more than technical education. Opportunities to serve others through voluntary exchange is more important than mathematical skill. A social, legal, and economic system that allows creative people to get very rich if they satisfy consumer demand counts for more than graduate schools and engineering. The problems that we face are mostly homegrown. America has had these competitive advantages for over a century, but year by year, our governments at all levels tighten the screws, which is what I was talking about with regulations. Congress passes new laws, and Bush signs all of them. That's right, George Bush has never vetoed a single law. The Federal Register prints over 70,000 pages of new regulations each year. That is not good for our economy, ladies and gentlemen. From the looks of things, the entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well in China. The government is steadily pulling out of the economy. This is an expert saying.
Yes.
A recession depression may reverse this pullout, but that is not clear at this point. Economic growth takes place when politicians and bureaucrats pull out of the economy. We are seeing a great reversal. The communists are pulling out, and Western governments keep adding to the maze of regulations. Meanwhile, Meanwhile, Asians are good at math and science. If it turns out that they are innately gifted with entrepreneurial skills, which the reversal of Marxism sets free, then the flow of capital to China will accompany the flow of goods out of China. So there you go.
Everybody agrees. Sounds well and good. They think to themselves, that sounds good. All the listeners are saying, yes.
Wait, what sounds good?
That what the guy's saying is sounds good. So regulations.
That regulations are crushing the U.S. economy.
We shouldn't have so many regulations. But here's the question I want to challenge you with. Do you think there should be smoking in nightclubs? Do you think that a guy should be able to turn away a black man at his counter and say, I don't serve your type here?
Mm-hmm. I don't think there should be regulations, period.
Do you think if a guy gets his fingers sawed off at work, there should be a law passed?
Do you think there should be a bureaucracy that oversees the health of restaurants and that sort of thing? We want to hear from you.
Do you think there should be a minimum wage?
1-800-259-9231. Now that is the most important question here. Should there be a minimum wage? You're for it. We want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. And that means that if you want, you can change the topic. You take control.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues?
This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, broadcasting from the communist state of America.
Oh, jeez.
It's Ian here with you.
You're such a thespian and manwich.
I'm exaggerating a little bit, but only a little bit. It's frightening how we are going down that road, and there's no doubt about it. Do you disagree with me? I would love to hear from you tonight at 1-800-259-9231. Let me make this clear about Free Talk Live. If you disagree with me or Manwich, and sometimes we disagree with one another, if you disagree with us, we're not going to call you names and hang up the phone on you like most talk radio would.
You liberal!
Click.
What is a liberal? Anyway, go ahead.
That's another good question. We just want to explore you, try to understand where you're coming from, like someone who supports the minimum wage. Can you explain that to me? Why?
The minimum wage sounds good because...
Well, sure, all communism sounds good. From each according to his ability to each according to his need. Boy, that sounds great!
Yep.
Just doesn't quite work that great.
No.
Does it?
It's a bad thing.
And you'd think that in this country... we might have figured that out. That we might have held that dear. The fact that communism fails in every aspect, anywhere you try it. It doesn't even matter if it's a damn commune. It fails. You ever been to one?
A commune?
Yeah.
I've heard of them.
Dude, you should go to one just to see what it's like. I've been inside a couple of them. And you can consider it a commune even if it's just three people sharing an apartment and they have... And there are certain... maybe I can dig it up, but there's a great Onion article that shows that that highlights how communism doesn't work at all, even on the smallest basis, with three college roommates sharing an apartment, and they all have, you know, certain they split the rent three ways, they split the power bill three ways, and there's other little, this chart of tasks that they each have to do up on the wall. Of course, nobody ever does anything. Nobody does the dishes, and it just highlights how Marxism and communism doesn't even work on even the smallest scales. How on earth could it possibly, I mean, you can barely get it to work with two or three people, barely, and people are unhappy, dissatisfied, etc.
Just ask the wives of the world.
Yeah, how could you possibly get it to work on a nationwide basis? You can't. Which brings me to the question of, why the hell do we have communist schools in this country?
Communist schools?
Yeah.
What makes you think that we have communist schools?
They're centrally controlled. Anything that is centrally governed, centrally organized, centrally, you know, all the rules created in Washington, D.C., how is it that Washington, D.C. knows how the kids in Tennessee are supposed to learn? Or how in Florida the kids there are supposed to learn? And more specifically, how are the bureaucrats in Florida at Tallahassee, the state capital, how are they supposed to know how the kids in Miami are learning versus the kids in Sarasota or Tampa or Orlando or Jacksonville? It's just not possible. One size does not fit all, especially when it comes to our kids and their minds and what they can absorb and things that they're interested in and the opportunities that they should be presented with as far as educational opportunities with what they could possibly learn. It's an outrage that this is just one size fits all. That's communism. We have a communist educational system here.
Well, I'll tell you, fortunately,
and it sounds good.
Fortunately, people can step outside of the communist educational system that we have,
sure,
the government-controlled
education.
If they
can afford it.
If they can afford it. And they can go send their kids to private school. And I'll tell you, it's the kind of thing that I would scrimp and save in order to be able to send my kids to private school.
So would I, if I had any. So would I. It's sad.
What bothers me the most is, you know, the public schools or the government-controlled schools...
Right. The communist schools.
Consume twice as much per student as the private schools do.
You mean as far as that's what they pay out per pupil?
That's what they pay out per pupil.
It's approximately, I think the averages nationwide are, for high school students at least, $7,000 per student versus $3,500 for a private school.
Right.
Education.
It's twice as much, but a private school affords a better education. Can you explain that to me?
Sure, absolutely. The private schools don't have the central control. They're not communists. They can innovate if they need to. They can tailor the education to the needs of each individual child without having to worry about bowing down to some federal program that they have all kinds of strings attached to this money that they're receiving to where they have to. It's just, there's a world of difference.
And you know, the parents that send their kids to these private schools are still paying their taxes to send everybody else's kids to public school.
That's true.
And you know, I hate it's like the third rail of politics, even more than Social Security.
What?
But if you say that somebody else went out and had a kid and now I've got to pay to send it to school, you sound like a real jerk. But let me tell you, if somebody went out and smoked, you wouldn't want to have to pay their medical bills when they turn 60. If somebody went out and ate nothing but, you know, the Atkins diet, you wouldn't have to pay their medical bills when their arteries are all clogged up. In their 70s, you wouldn't want to have to spend the money for their heart operation.
Well, that's another.
But somebody goes out there and has a freaking kid, and I've got to spend the money to send it to school.
That's another area.
My kid.
You're absolutely right, and that you bring it up. It's another area that we're about 50% communist in is the medical system. Over 50% of the dollars in the medical system are spent by the government. What does that mean? They're centrally controlled. They're taken from you and I at gunpoint, and some bureaucrat somewhere decides how to spend them. And that means that...
And why do you think medical costs are rampant and out of control?
Skyrocketing.
Why do you
think
that is?
Why do you think the service is so piss poor? My fiance was in the hospital the other night.
It's because old people crying about, we need our pharmaceuticals! The gimme generation.
As opposed to the greatest generation?
Yes. Absolutely.
They are the people that ruined it for us. If you think about it, I mean, they really are the New Deal and all that other crap that came in at the beginning of the 20th century. That's what took us really...
It was all there. They had the American dream.
And we've lost it since then. Anyway, 800-259-9231. I want to hear from you. Do you support the minimum wage? Do you support the government education system? Do you support the government being involved in health care? but it's for the poor. It's for the underprivileged. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
2004 Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up what's on your mind, whether it be political or personal. Or you can just sit back and listen to us rant against the communist tendencies of the United States of America. But you got something a little bit different, don't you, Manwich?
I do. I think we need something a little lighter, and it's
Because the commies are just cowards. I mean, they don't want to call in. 800-259-9231. They're so afraid of our high intellectual quotient that they don't want to dial in.
Well, what baffles me is all the people that voted for Kerry and all the people that voted for Bush
are communists.
All you want is a bigger and bigger government, because that's what you're voting for.
Yeah, even if you don't know it.
Neither one of them. I mean, that's, what, 99% of the population?
Yep.
That's 99% of the people out there?
Actually, no, that's not true. You're being dishonest.
How so?
Because about 40% of people who are voting age did not vote. So, according to most polls, when asked, over 50% of people in America say they want less government.
Yes, they do.
So maybe those people just don't show up to the polls.
Well, there's lots of people that voted for both candidates that want less government.
Yeah, and they just didn't know they had another choice.
They don't believe they have another choice, even if they do know they have another choice. They just don't think that
the other choice can win.
The other choices can win.
Right. So there are other choices, like cookies.
There are cookies.
That's a segue.
It's Girl Scout cookie season.
It is?
There is a segue.
No way. I thought that was a springtime thing.
Well, they're taking their little orders out now.
Oh,
they're taking their little orders. So I've got a poll here about everybody's favorite cookies. What do you think? What's your favorite? The All Abouts? The Do-Si-Dos? Double Dutch? Lemon Coolers? Samoas? Tagalongs? Thin Mints? Or Tray Foils? I can explain each one of them if you need me to.
Easy. No doubt Thin Mints.
Really? Thin
yeah,
Mints?
No doubt.
Well, I'm a Samoa kind of guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what is a Samoa?
The Samoas are crunchy, chewy concoction of vanilla cookie, caramel, coconut flakes, and chocolate.
Which ones are the shortbread ones? I like those, too.
Tagalongs. No, excuse me, that's Tray Foils.
Yeah, I like those, too.
Yeah.
So what does America say? What does America say is the number one cookie? I think it's Thin Mints, right?
America agrees with us.
Really?
How unusual. You would think
right?
You would think that we would be sitting down here at the bottom, but no, you are number one with Thin
That's
Mints.
That's what I thought.
Thin, peppermint-flavored
Man,
whoppers
I'll tell you what,
like covered with chocolate.
4 grams of fat per cookie, and I'll just eat the whole damn box.
I am number two with 31.1, the Samoas. Crunchy.
Where's the Trefoils at? Now, I don't think those are very popular.
They're 4.6% of the people voted those are their favorites.
Wait, what was the percentage on Thin Mints?
Mints were 39%.
Wow, 39, yeah. Almost a majority of Americans.
It's good enough to win most elections. All right, 16.1%.
A plurality. That's what that is.
16.1% is the tagalongs.
You know, I'd rather have a Thin Mint in the office of president.
It would make less of a mess.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to sign any bills or anything like that. Wouldn't be able to talk.
Why can't you sign in a Thin Mint? That's what I want to know.
You mean,
a Thin Mint wouldn't have sent 1,300 young men to die in Iraq over the last
and
couple
women.
Of years.
And women. I'm sure
and
there's
women,
some
yes.
Women that have died.
You know, the really sick thing about it is that we don't know how many have been injured. They keep those injuries numbers out.
They're very vague.
They would have been much higher had medical science not advanced the way it has.
I'll tell you what, we've got George hanging on the line. He wants to talk about a welfare society. George, if you'll hang on very patiently, we got 1 hour to go here. We're going to be here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Stick around because we're going to get into it next. This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231.
If you're talking...